Corvus Scare was the leader of Doomwights. He had ruled his underworld domain with a stern claw. It had seen many seasons of his tyranny, but now he could see it was all finished. The big raven Doomwight was many things, but he could never be called a fool. His cunning mind was ever at work, thinking up fresh ideas, devising new plans. The one uppermost in his self-centred mind now was survival, to escape Ballas and get clear of the caves. His fear of the giant adder knew no bounds. He had seen what it could do. Any creature who could slay the Wells, that dark monster which haunted the bottomless lake, was worthy of the fear of even the Doomwight. A bit of his size and ferocity could establish himself anywhere outside, even beyond the bounds of Mossflower. When he saw the invading forces of woodlanders charging into his caverns, he knew a swift change of plans was called for. Urging his creatures forward to the attack, Corvus Scare did what he deemed to be the wise move. He sent them at the foe beast, strategically withdrawing himself. Once the struggle was decided one way or another, it would be the work of a moment to make a flight for freedom and the outside world. But there remained the problem of Ballas, how to avoid the snake until he could effect his escape. The raven's keen eyes searched around until he found the answer, there. About a third of the way up the cavern walls was a recess, half disguised by scabrous growths of fungus and lichen. As every beast from both sides was locked in battle, it was not too difficult to go unnoticed. One lightning swoop took the Doomwight raven straight up to the hiding place. Unfortunately, he found it already occupied by a jackdaw. Seeing the great Corvus Scare, the grey-hooded bird, moved aside to make room. Corvus settled next to the jackdaw, indicating the struggle below with a wave of one wing.
Garak! Why are you not fighting alongside your companions? Do you fear those earth crawlers?
He noticed an ugly swelling on the bird's face as it turned to him. It had difficulty replying.
Kerr, Lord, I was wounded by a sling stone. My mate was slain by an arrow. She lies down there.
Corvus stared down at the arena of combat.
Where?
The jackdaw dipped its beak toward the edge of the boiling pool.
Over there, see?
Pretending he could not see, Corvus got behind the jackdaw, as if to look over its shoulder.
Ah, where is your mate? I cannot see.
The jackdaw bent its head, indicating the spot.
Hurrah! By those two fallen magpies. See the arrow sticking out. She was a good mate.
Corvus stuck the jackdaw through the back of its neck with his murderous beak. With a wrench of his strong head, he sent its body plummeting downward in a whirl of black and grey plumage.
Yakka! Go and join your mate, fool! There is space for only one up here.
He settled down to watch the outcome of the battle, keeping one eye on the entrance to the rear cavern. Sooner or later, Ballas would come out of there. Corvus hoped it would be later, sometime after he had made his escape. Though the woodlanders had the element of surprise on their side, they were outnumbered by reptiles and carrion birds. Urged on by Bosey, Knocko, Biscay and Double, they fought fiercely. The main area of combat centred round the entrance to the tunnel. Gonfalon and Gaussim archers and slingers kept up constant barrages at the carrion, who swept down on them in dark clouds through the yellow fog of sulphur fumes.